Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, July 13th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. First off today, just a week after Apple Card added a new web portal for managing your bill and statements from the browser, another major feature gap has been partially filled. You can now link your Apple Card account to the budgeting service Mint, but with some significant limitations. For those unfamiliar, Mint is a popular third-party budgeting service that ties together your banks, bills, credit cards, and more from various different places. For Apple Card users, one of the glaring omissions was integration with budgeting platforms like Mint. But now, Mint has added partial integration with Apple Card. The new integration between Mint and Apple Card is made possible by the new web interface for Apple Card that we told you about last week. On the Mint website or in the Mint app, you can now use the Find Your Account tool to link your Apple Card account with your Mint account. Simply search for Apple Card, and then you'll be asked for your Apple ID and password. Once you successfully log in, you'll be prompted to confirm your identity with a two-factor authentication prompt, and after that, you can see your Apple Card balance alongside other credit cards in Mint. But unfortunately, Mint's integration with Apple Card is not quite as robust as it is with other platforms. When you link your Apple Card to Mint, you'll be able to see details like your balance, available credit, total credit, APR, and total fees. But there is no support for viewing Apple Card transactional data in Mint. Presumably, this is because the Apple Card web interface on which Mint relies also does not show transactional information. So while it's not as feature-rich as many people would like, at least you can now see your Apple Card alongside all of your other accounts in one place. You can try out Apple Card integration with Mint by heading to the Mint website or downloading the app on iOS. In other news, Bloomberg has published its 2019 Pay Index report that ranks the compensation of United States executives. This year, even though Apple CEO Tim Cook has a relatively small salary, bonuses and stock awards made him the second highest paid CEO after Tesla's Elon Musk. Bloomberg's data shows that Tesla CEO Elon Musk easily earned the most of any U.S. executive in 2019, thanks to options vesting. In total, Musk earned a sizable $595 million, which is more than four times the second highest earner. The number two spot was held by Apple CEO Tim Cook, and he earned an income of $133 million. Apple's own SEC filings had already detailed Cook's 2019 income, but this report from Bloomberg offers a closer comparison to other executives. In 2019, Cook took a relatively small $3 million salary, with $7.7 million being made up from bonuses, and the largest $122 million coming from stock awards. But of course, what's important to keep in mind when it comes to Tim Cook's earnings is that the Apple CEO has said that he plans to give away all of his wealth through what he calls a systematic approach to philanthropy. You can see the full breakdown of the highest paid executives in the US at the link in the show notes below. We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail. Get 10% off your first email campaign at directmailmac.com/9to5. If you're looking to grow your business or stay in touch with fans and followers, take a look at Direct Mail for Mac, the number one rated email marketing app for macOS. People love Direct Mail because it's built specifically for the Mac. You can get your work done in about half the time using all of the Mac technologies you've grown to love. This includes drag and drop, integration with other apps, and much more. There's no more waiting for a slow web page to load or fumbling with a browser. Direct Mail also has customizable templates that look great on all devices and helpful customer service staffed by real humans, not chatbots. Send your first email campaign today with a free download of Direct Mail. 9to5Mac daily listeners can also save 10% off all Direct Mail full feature plans. Simply go to directmail.com/9to5 and see how they can help your business grow. We've also got some new details on Apple's plans for AR hardware today. According to a new report from The Information, Apple has seen some notable progress with its AR headset and Apple Glasses efforts. The report explains that the company's semi-transparent lenses, one of the most important components of the upcoming wearable devices, have passed the prototyping stage and moved on into trial production. The report is careful to note that the lenses are for Apple's upcoming AR devices, and it's unclear if they will be for the AR headset that's expected to launch in 2022, or for the AR glasses that could arrive as early as 2023. The information says that Apple has been working on the semi-transparent lenses with Foxconn since 2018. The timing also lines up with when Apple acquired Aconia Holographics, a company that specializes in liquid crystal on silicon displays to project images onto special lenses. The report also details that the lenses are challenging to produce because they're composed of many thin layers, using polarization to offer stereoscopic images, and are slightly larger than those typically found in eyeglasses. Bloomberg also recently reported several details on Apple's plans for AR hardware. The mixed reality headset is said to feature high-resolution displays and a cinematic speaker system, which should make it difficult for the user to notice the differences between real life and the virtual reality experiences the headset provides. Bloomberg also says that voice control will be the primary input method for the headset and the glasses, but the headset is also being tested with a handheld controller. Nonetheless, both reports corroborate that we are likely at least 2 years away from the release of any AR hardware from Apple, whether it's the AR glasses or the AR-VR mixed reality headset. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.